Welcome to the NextEnergy Solar Fund Annual General Meeting of Shareholders. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. I would like to remind all participants that this call is being recorded. I will now hand over to Helen Mahy, Chairwoman of NextEnergy Solar Fund. Helen Mahy, you please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the 10th Annual General Meeting of NextEnergy Solar Fund. It's now shortly after 12, and as a quorum is present, I declare the meeting duly constituted and open. I am present at the registered office of the company. I have and I have been appointed by the board in accordance with the powers given to them under the Articles of Incorporation to act as chairwoman of the meeting. Before getting on with the formalities, I would like to introduce our non-executive board: Patrick Firth, Chair of the Audit Committee; Paul LePage, Senior Independent Director; Joe Peacegood; Josephine Bush; and Caroline Chan. I would like to take the opportunity to thank Patrick, who will sadly be retiring from the board. He's contributed enormously to the success of the company, and we wish him every success for his future. As part of the company's continued approach to transparency, as noted in the notice of meeting, registered shareholders were encouraged to submit questions in advance of today's AGM. Response to these questions will be made available on the company's website following the AGM. I would now like to move on to formal resolutions. The notice of the 10th AGM of the company has been in your hands for the statutory period, and therefore, with your permission, we will take the notice of the AGM dated 12th of July 2024 as read. In addition, unless anyone has any objections, I propose that we take each resolution set out in the same notice of meeting as read. As per Article 23.9 of the company's Articles of Incorporation, the Board of Electors put each resolution to vote by way of a poll. May I remind you that only registered shareholders, duly authorised corporate representatives or registered proxies may vote on resolutions or ask a question. A schedule setting out a summary of the proxy votes received for each resolution is available from the Secretary. For the record, I am represented by proxy in aggregate of 353,332,427 ordinary shares held by 118 shareholders. I will start with the ordinary business and the 10 ordinary resolutions that are proposed. In order that an ordinary resolution may be passed, a simple majority of the total number of votes cast for and against the resolution is required. Summary of all proxy votes for all the resolutions to be proposed today will be available on our website and for collection from the company secretary at the end of the meeting if anyone so wishes. Resolution 1. I therefore propose Resolution 1 as set out in full of the notice of AGM dated the 12th of July to receive the annual report and financial statements of the company for the year ended 31st of March 2024. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For the record, and in accordance with the UK Corporate Governance Code, I should mention that for this resolution, the company has received valid proxies representing 99.97% of votes in favour of the resolution and 0.03% of votes against. Resolution 2. I propose that Resolution 2 to approve the Director's Remuneration Report for the year ended 31st of March 24. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.83% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.17% of votes against the resolution. I propose Resolution 3 to approve the company's dividend policy. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.97% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.003% of votes against it. I will now hand over to Mr. Paul LePage.
I propose Resolution 4 as set out in full in the notice of the AGM dated 12th of July 2024 that Helen Mahy be re-elected as a director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. To your information, 99.88% of votes, proxy votes, were received in favour of the resolution and 0.12% were votes against the resolution.
Thank you very much, Paul. I propose Resolution 5 as set out in full in the notice of AGM dated the 12th of July that Joe Peacegood be re-elected as the director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.9% of votes were received in favour of the resolution and 7% of votes against the resolution. Actually, the maths don't add up there, but never mind. It was overwhelmingly carried, so that's all that matters. Resolution 6. I propose Resolution 6 that Josephine Bush be re-elected as a director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.88% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.12% votes against. Resolution 7 is that Paul LePage be elected as a director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.89% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.11% of votes against it. Resolution 8. I propose Resolution 8 that Caroline Chan be elected as the director of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. 99.88% of proxy votes received in favour and 0.12% of votes against the resolution. Propose Resolution 9 that KPMG Channel Islands Limited be reappointed as auditors of the company to hold office until the conclusion of the next AGM. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.88% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.12% of votes against. I propose Resolution 10 that the directors be authorised to set the remuneration of the auditor. I put the resolution to the meeting as an ordinary resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.94% of proxy votes received in favour and 0.06% of votes against. I now move to the special business and the four special resolutions that are proposed. In order that a special resolution be passed, not less than 75% majority of the total number of votes cast for and against the resolution is required. I propose Resolution 11 as a special resolution, directors be authorised to issue and allot ordinary shares equivalent to 10% of the aggregate number of ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares, as set out in the articles of incorporation of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.25% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution and 0.75% of votes against it. I propose Resolution 12, being conditional on the passing of Resolution 11, that the directors be authorised to issue and allot ordinary shares equivalent to a further 10% of the aggregate number of ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares, as set out in the articles of incorporation of the company. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.23% of proxy votes received in favour of the resolution and 0.77% of votes against. I propose Resolution 13, as set out in full in the notice of meeting, that the company be authorised to make purchases of 14.99% of the ordinary shares in issue, excluding treasury shares. I put the resolution to the meeting as a special resolution. I declare the resolution carried. For your information, 99.89% of proxy votes received in favour of the resolution and 0.11.11% of votes against it. Resolution 14, I propose that the company ceases to continue in its present form. I declare that the resolution has not carried, which is in accordance with the recommendations set out by the board, and the company continues in its present form. For your information, 94.03% of votes were against the resolution, and 5.96% of proxy votes were received in favour of the resolution. The votes cast will be verified under the scrutiny of Link following the meeting. Since there are no further items of official business on the agenda, I declare the poll closed. The final results of the voting will be published via a stock exchange announcement this afternoon and will also be posted on our website. It should also be noted that past chief service retirement from the board is effective from the conclusion of the AGM. Thank you all very much for taking the time to attend today, and we thank our long-term shareholders for their continuing interest and support in the company. A recording of this meeting will be made available on the company website, along with any pre-submitted questions. And I now shall call the AGM to a close. Thank you.